Now the news on Wenji. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack that has killed over 60 people near Moscow. More than 100 were injured in the shooting and fire at a concert venue. A witness at the scene describes the incident.
I heard the sound of firecrackers, but I didn't know at the time if something had happened. Then I saw many people running. They just told me in Russian that there was a shooting.
The investigative committee has opened a criminal case. The attack has drawn international condemnation, including from the United Nations Security Council. Dasha Chernyshova has details from Moscow.
We know that at least three men wearing camouflage clothes were responsible for that shooting. And then the fire has engulfed the whole building of the Krokus City Hall. It is a large building. It has many restaurants. It has a sport club. Russian authorities say that was an act of terrorism. They have received lots of condemnation from the international leaders, including from the Western countries as well. The U.S., Great Britain, France. About 2 weeks ago, we've heard from the U.S. embassy in Moscow saying that there was the high possibility of an act of terrorism. The Russian authorities have back then said that the U.S., if they have any information, should share that with Russia.
China Coast Guard says it has taken regulatory actions against three Philippine vessels trespassing waters near Rinaijaw. A spokesperson warned the Philippines of the consequences of damaging peace and stability in the South China Sea. The spokesperson says China Coast Guard will remain on high alert to defend the country's territorial integrity and maritime interests. China's ambassador to the United Nations says a U.S. proposed draft resolution on a ceasefire in Gaza is unacceptable because it was unbalanced and would essentially greenlight more killings. Zhang Jun said it sets preconditions instead of urging an immediate truce.
The final text remains ambiguous and does not call for an immediate ceasefire, nor does it even provide an answer to the question of realizing a ceasefire in a short time. This is a clear deviation from the consensus of the council members and fell far short of the expectations of the international community. An immediate ceasefire is a fundamental prerequisite for saving lives, expanding humanitarian access, and preventing greater conflicts.
China was among three Security Council members that voted against the U.S. plan. The envoy reiterated China's call for the release of all hostages and welcomed mediation efforts from countries including Egypt and Qatar. The ambassador also rejected accusations by the U.S. and Britain against China's voting position. The Princess of Wales says she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. Kate posted a video message saying she was diagnosed after her planned abdominal surgery in January. Kensington Palace said it is unclear when chemotherapy will end, and therefore when the princess will return to official duties. Kate has not been seen on official engagements since late December. The announcement of her illness comes less than 2 months after King Charles III also said he had been diagnosed with cancer. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a $1.2 trillion U.S. dollar package of spending bills just a few hours before funding for some key federal agencies is set to expire. The bill narrowly met the two-thirds support requirement for approval. More than 70% of the money would go to defense. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene initiated an effort to oust Speaker Mike Johnson, but held off on further action until the House returns in 2 weeks. A new season of China's village basketball competitions is underway in the southwestern Guizhou province. Cunbi'e, in which Cun means village, originated from Taipan in 2022. It soon became a hit for its inclusivity and showing of sports and cultural development under efforts at rural revitalization. Taipan has opened two Cunbi'e-themed stores and an outdoor market, presenting local intangible cultural heritage. And that's the news. I'm Wenjie.